listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Constantly.
You are all fools to challenge me. I'll crush you.
Been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
And yes, hello. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Now, I'm obviously new host to the Republic Broadcast Network, and I am so overwhelmed in happiness for the opportunity to be on this wonderful network, this platform. It's such an opportunity. Now, I've got to familiarize myself with you, the people, the listeners of the network, and hopefully my new fans. and the thing about me in this show is that, well, I'm a persecuted person, just like the host before me, Frank Allen. Great guy, excellent guy. He's been a TI for quite some time, and I actually met him online through other contacts because of the activism and the speaking that he's doing. At that time, I had been doing it as well. See, the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show started in Oroville, California, where I became a targeted individual myself. So I'm not going to be doing a lot of the targeted individual talk. I mean, some, but as my previous incarnation of the radio show, I had started the show to talk about being a targeted individual. And seeing how you go through so many stories, so many personal struggles of your own as a target individual, you could see a lot of different aspects of life. And so my radio show expanded from covering target individual issues, as it is classified, to other areas which correlate with it. For example, CPS, Child Protective Services, all the fraudulent court kidnappings and these things like that. It, just another way to target people. There are people who are scammed all the time. Fraudulent scammers. And these are sets of people who get information and they want to ruin you with that information. There are so many scenarios where a person is targeted. It's actually hard to say who's not targeted these days. So to say a person's a target individual, it really doesn't say too much to me, except for that you have come to your first level of awareness. There's so many things. So that's why you're going to hear a lot of interesting topics. I myself, after being targeted, I did a lot of studying, lots of studying, lots of research. And it got to the point to where I figured out everything that was going on with my personal situation in about 2 months. And then I kept reaching out for more information, studying and studying. And I've been connecting to a lot of people in the community. And by this action, I have become somewhat of a psychological war expert, self-proclaimed, of course. But being from a military family myself, and have been in the military myself, I have been under fire since I have been out of the army, being harassed in various different ways to come and rejoin the military, come work for the government, come work for the government. And as I have declined time and time again, the harassment got worse and worse. So that is basically what I'm about. The show started, again, like I said, in Oroville, California. A little tiny conservative town that doesn't like change. Well, let me tell you, I got to that community radio station, started speaking, being invited, of course, and after two interviews, I was giving my own radio show at that very station. That little radio station got phone calls for the first time ever. Not necessarily online calls, as the phones didn't work, but lots of messages came through in the office. And the response I was getting was overwhelming. The information that I had, as other people who have been through what I've been through, have not been successful in conveying the message to anyone they speak to, that's been the difficult part. But I have had enough research and enough fire, passion, to work towards justice that I have been able to get into radio, spread from station to multiple stations to internet syndication for about a year. In around 2 years, had a radio show, went independent, completely podcasted. You guys can see my archive at mixcloud.com, The Red Pill. And it is a testament of the fighting that I've done, because even after the point of doing, I would say, about 80 shows, and these shows going out online, social networks, we have seen other media out there, and, well, we're looking over here, looking over there, because we need to expand. And we've seen TLB TV. Wow. What an opportunity. Well, it seems a little bit presumptuous for me to try to do that, you know. But gotta shoot for the stars. But ended up having the show at NTV here in Poland, actually. Yes, I'm located in Poland, Europe. NTV let us shoot a pilot there. And then we brought it to TLB TV. It was magic. Been on TLB TV ever since. It's just amazing. Actually, as we asked them, they were saying, hey, we've been waiting for you to ask us something, as they had been watching my progress. It's amazing how many people can be reached when the information is conveyed correctly. So, not too much of a story about the Republic Broadcast Network. Same process. Looking to expand. And we have connected, and boom, I am here. This wonderful, wonderful network. Now, I'm still doing the Red Pill Hardcore TV show, but this show is going to mirror that. Radio and TV. I actually love radio better because, well, it's just more comfortable. So I hope that you guys will be calling in to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Again, I'm not going to limit myself to target individuals because we got to talk about the psychological operations that's going on. You know, you want to talk hardcore politics, trade agreements, things like that. Obviously, I can't hang with you. I don't watch the news to an extent of actually believing anything that I hear. Again, I do my own research. You got to do your own research. what I can do, you want to bring up politics, I'll break it down into its base elements, okay? See, for most people, politics is like eating a pastry. You know, for you, you're taking a bite into it, and you're tasting the sugar, you're enjoying the consistency. But see, the way I look at politics, it's just straight to the stomach. And I'll have to process all that. We'll break it down to the bare elements. Right in my cut. Okay? That's all it is. Politics is just psychological warfare. It's the Tea Party version. Okay? The nicey-nicey public view. And we all know that's a fake world. So, you want to talk about Hillary Clinton this, Hillary Clinton that? I can't do it. I can't do it. Because, again, I'll tell you the base elements here. Now, social engineering is what it's all about. I found that my life, things were not going the way I wanted to. And as much of a hard time I was having, and I was having such a hard time because I was hard on myself. I really thought there were so many things wrong with myself. The inner me. So many things wrong. And kept working on myself and working on myself and working on myself. And no matter how much personal growth I've had, it seemed that there were some things that just wouldn't budge. Couldn't be changed. And that's when I got into social engineering. Started looking at why my life is not going the way it was supposed to be. Social engineering. Now, when you want to talk about social engineering, you're going to find all sorts of things like eugenics and genocide and police state. And so, it's around this time, actually, I was listening to a lot of Alex Jones and a lot of Finney Eastwood. A lot of everything. I'm a student of radio. I grew up listening to radio. I preferred radio over TV. So, I started doing a lot of that research. And boom, guess what? Became a targeted individual. Yeah, these people are very afraid. The establishment. They're very afraid of people who are knowledgeable. Because a very knowledgeable person makes a terrible slave, correct? Well, I mean, that's where it's at. So, we can talk science. We can talk all the conspiracy about it. I mean, I have been doing this TV media for quite some time. I've done a documentary series that I hope all of you guys would check out. It is on my YouTube channel, Truthtainment TV Network. And also, well, you want to get the full versions, you're going to have to go to Facebook. As much as we don't like Facebook, YouTube did a lot of censoring. But the full uncensored versions are on Facebook. www.facebook.com/targeted documentaries. It'll take you right there. But I'll tell you what's in these documentaries. The first thing is just the source of the evil. And I had to cover psychopathy. You can't cover any global issues seriously without understanding who you're dealing with. Now, we're talking about the inbred aristocrats that have handed down power from one degenerative generation to the next. And this is the problem. This is the big problem. And the cycle passed right to the top of almost every profession. Why? Because they're willing to slash someone's throat to be the best. Now, I admire that in a soldier, but not in a CEO yes, you got to push out products, okay? You got to push out products. But at the expense of who? Using child labor, low wages, taking benefits from your employees, taking tax breaks that you don't deserve. Why? To further enslave the population? That's the first issue that's covered in there, okay? But I really get into the science, the technology, covert weaponry, directed energy weapons. As a matter of fact, the DOD, all the secret services from the NSA, CIA, NRO, they all have these psychotronic or BCI brain-computer interface technologies, frequencies, disruptors. There is so much covert technology that it's sickening. Full spectrum dominance is what these people are going for in our society. Full spectrum. You've got the microwaves, you've got the radio waves. Every frequency has its purpose, okay? Whether it's to cook your food or to convey information to you, it's all a part of the control system. If you take a look into all the technology that we have that relies on radio frequency transmission, you're going to find that remote control is not what it's supposed to be. I mean, you can go all the way back to Paperclip, Project Paperclip. America taking the Nazi scientist out of Germany that originally worked on the microwaves, for example. So, these are the things that I cover, especially with the owner of LRAD, for example, who is going on a tour around the country, colleges, just activity centers, any place he can pack, talking about his LRAD technology. It's not just radar. It's not just military radar anymore. He's able to put voices in these things. This is V. Yes. Okay. Yes, yes. Sorry for that interruption. Yeah, so these things are to be expected. When I had my radio show back in Oroville, it was abysmal. Lots of internet connection interruptions, lots of transmitter dampening to just, yeah, calls being dropped. Power going out the station. So it's just Sam, am I still connected? I see you typing to me, Sam. Okay. That's my engineer. Thank you, Sam. Okay, so I'm glad I'm not going to have so many issues because, hey, I have to do everything myself. And I'm not that good at technology. Only in theory. Okay, we can talk about it all day long. I've got to put my hands on it. That's a different story. So I'm grateful to have Sam here with us. So, this show is going to be different a little bit, I think. Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's the baby?
You are compelled.
Oh, no, don't start with it. See, you think of the devil's tongue, and you think it's a joke, but it's
you are
real.
No.
So here
we'll
be a channel
back
here.
You will listen, you will listen.
Yes, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
please,
me.
Please, this is what I'm talking
every chance
about.
You get, you every minute. You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
You think it's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Yes. So we're back from commercial break. You know, I do apologize to you guys. I am not used to having an engineer everything done for me. So I didn't know that was going to happen. All right. So where I was at with this, this is going to be a different show than the previous version of this show because I couldn't get any support. We're going to have lost phone calls, so you guys listening right now, you can call in 800-313-9443. That's fine. Or don't listen in. But this show's going to be different because I'm going to bring in other hosts. I'm going to have a team with me, and we're going to get down to the real issue. Now, I can't just sit here and pontificate by myself all the time. Yeah, sometimes I want to rant and rave, but hey, it is what it is. Militant, angry, black man, you shouldn't be afraid of. That's your best friend. You see one of those, you know something's wrong. Better start asking questions. So with that said, I think I'm going to just go ahead and have my co-host, I have one of three, come in on the show so she can introduce herself. And we will see how excited she is about this, because this is her first time doing a national radio show. And just to bring her in, her name is Kristen D. Manners, or Chrissy D., as she is known for her cooking show, Cannabis Cooking with Chrissy D. I'm actually a producer of the show. We just got the pilot out, and three more episodes coming through, so we'll probably talk about that and some other things, and about our other networks, and how everything's going to work with RBN. Okay, so I'm not sure where I'm going to be prompted for the call, so anyhow, again, if you people want to know more about me so I don't have to spend so much time talking about myself, because I hate talking about myself, please visit YouTube channel, like, subscribe, share with all your friends, okay? Truthtainment TV Network. I have some of the best interviews there of all time. Also, TLBTV.com. I've interviewed presidential candidates to people that you've never heard of. I like to give opportunities to anyone who would like to utilize it. You don't have to be famous to come onto the show. You don't have to be an activist or anything like that. As a matter of fact, we have a booking calendar. If you think that you're good enough to just get all the information out intelligently to the audience and want to talk, hey, I'll even debate you. You want to debate? You have something that you want to get off your chest? You want to say that I'm wrong? Come on the show. This is free speech. I believe in free speech. But I'm also going to educate, too, so don't think that you're going to step all over me, because it ain't going to happen, okay? So, okay. And being a target individual, I'm telling you, this is something that I had actually was going to team up with Frank Allen on. RBN was very smart in getting to him first. I'm so glad that happened. If there's anybody out there that wants to know in research, because there are things, we've been getting help. I have most certainly been getting help for some of my interviews I've done. Most recent one was with a Hollywood actress, Ashley Ann Woods. She was in Lost, Buffy, some other shows. I mean, I'm not big on TV, but those things are apparently huge. All in the Family, CSI Miami, stuff like that. So, as she's in all these productions, she had contacted me saying how much of a fan she was of mine. And she had been following me for about a year. And she had figured out what was going wrong with her life. And had her on the show. And boy, the controversy is coming in. So I believe we're going to break and things are going to wrap up. And we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take a red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Yes, yes, yes. You are still tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And I am your host, B. Now, again, I can sit here and talk all day long. I'm not sure if anybody would be interested, but I am better when I'm talking to people. Then I need to interface, because that is where it's at. So I have Kristen D. Manners here on the show with me. Is that correct? Are you there, Kristen?
Yes, I am, Dee. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just trying to put my radio shoes back on. It's definitely, oh, I feel so much better.
Well, I cannot even imagine you not being able to do that. I can't imagine that.
Well, this is such a wonderful opportunity here because media's growing. Independent media needs to grow. We need more educated people, not these puppets, these shills, these drones that only serve themselves. And they're pretending like they're doing things in the interest of people, and they're not. You know, a lot of these media people are just low-grade politicians. I mean, they're just bad information. It doesn't matter if they bleed or not. They get the information out, and it doesn't matter who's hurt by the information if it's factual. It's just horrendous. So we, as people, we need an awakening. We need that drive for knowledge, that thirst for that information that's real. And we got to experience life, people. Don't get stuck in the box. Don't get put in that cubicle. You're not going to see the world outside of that cubicle. You're not going to understand anything outside of your apartment, your town.
Well, not only that, but I think that there is so many things out there that the general public is not privileged to, that they are not aware of, that I think that they need to be informed about, so much so that this radio show is of the utmost importance. There are so many things going on, in particularly in our court system and in our healthcare system, that people need to be made aware of. And I'm so glad that you're doing this, because they need to be made aware of some very, very horrible things that are happening. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on the show with you to make some of these things come out. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Well, you're very welcome. And for those of you who don't know, Kristen is a lady with some very interesting things that happened to her. And
indeed,
she contacted me via TLB TV. And I seen that she had so much experience in life, so many horror stories, sad to say, but a lot of passion, a lot of fire. You have that passion, that fire to get things resolved, things done. So, you know, with our growing network.
Well,
I'm not just going to kick back and allow you to make a host.
I'm not just going to kick back and allow these individuals to contaminate not only my life but the lives of other people. And these stories need to come out, and something needs to be done about these atrocities that are happening out there in the world, and they need to be exposed. Not only do they need to be exposed, but they need to be corrected, because we can no longer just kick back and allow them to happen to so many people across the United States, not only the United States, but abroad. I felt like something just had to be done. You gave me the forum in order to do that.
Well, go ahead and just let people know who you are. Introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Kristen Manners. I'm from Castle Rock, Colorado. And I have had so many horrific events happen in my life. I'm 52 years old, and approximately 5 years ago, I had an extreme life-changing event happen in Aurora, Colorado. I unfortunately had to make a life-changing decision by calling the police on my child. She is a drug addict, and she had been stealing my medication, my pain medication, and I had to make just a terrible decision as a parent to call the Aurora, Colorado Police Department on her finally, which was an agonizing decision. I am from the old school and was always taught to respect police officers. So when I called the police department, I thought that I was going to receive what I always was taught that you're going to receive from the police department, which is to protect and serve. I was so terribly, horribly wrong. I called the police on her. I told them what happened. And at the time, and the situation has changed with my daughter's boyfriend now, but he also called the police on me. And when the police arrived, because he called them on me as well, which I didn't understand at the time, I told them that she had stolen my medication, but at the same time, they had asked me to get on the top of my stairs because they were kind of afraid of what, so they told me, of what my daughter's boyfriend was going to do. I realized the fact that that was not at all why they had asked me to get on the stairs. But while I was telling the police officers what was transpiring and why I had called, I noticed that my own child, and mind you, I had always had a tremendous relationship with my daughter. She was everything to me. I heard her having a conversation with the police officers at the bottom of the steps, and she was literally telling the police officers that I was crazy and that I had always been dropping my medication in my purse. I didn't know what I was doing. And so I stopped what I was saying, and I told the police officers, she's lying. I said, she's lying. And I looked over at my daughter's boyfriend to try to get confirmation of this from him, because he was aware that she was lying. And the officer that was at my feet said, people lie to the police all the time. And I said, no, they do not. I do not lie to the police. Because, mind you, I've never been in trouble in my life. Never been arrested, never had a speeding ticket. And then the big event happened. My daughter looked up at me, and she called me the C word, which just absolutely floored me. And the sergeant from the Aurora, Colorado Police Department then did the absolute unthinkable. He told me that he was going to end the situation for the evening, which I did not understand. And he told me to go up the stairs and asked me where my house keys and my car keys were, and proceeded to escort me up the stairs by my arm. And I tried to tell him that my car belonged to me, that the house was mine. He told me to shut up, took me up the stairs, and he dumped my purse out on my bed. And he took my house keys and my car keys out of my purse, and I continued to plead with him, told him that the car belonged to me, that it was not theirs, and he told me once again to shut up. And he took my house keys and my car keys out of my purse, and he took me back down the stairs. It all happened so quickly, and he proceeded to take the house keys and car keys and dumped them into the hand of my daughter and her boyfriend, and I tried to tell him they are suspended and intoxicated drivers. I said, do you always give house keys and car keys to suspended drivers? And he said, we do it all the time. I was absolutely floored. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do, because I was afraid at that point that they were going to do something bad to me if I said anything further. And in one single file line, and mind you, there was multiple police officers there and ambulance crew and fire personnel. In one single file line, they exited my house and two suspended intoxicated drivers walked out of my house with my house keys and my car keys after I called the police on them or on my daughter for stealing my pain medication. And that was about that. I was left standing on my stairs with no house keys and no car keys, just floored. And right then and there, I knew something.
But as a result of this, because I know this is only our show, we've got about 15 minutes left. But as a result of all this, you have been beaten by the police. You have been raped by the police. You have loss of property.
I lost my home. I was gangbang raped, assaulted. I had my back fractured. I lost my home, spent 7 months in a shelter, a year and a half in a nursing home, recovering from a back fracture. I've had my bank accounts hacked. I have lost everything, my grandparents' estate. And this is exactly what I am talking about, that because of one phone call to the Aurora, Colorado Police Department, and subsequently finding out that my daughter had called the police and told them prior to this that she had told the police on the telephone, her boyfriend has subsequently told me, that I was set up. And I have been battling this now for 4 or 5 years. I hadn't seen my grandchildren for 4 years up until recently. These are the type of things that I am trying to get out to the public, that these things are happening. They are alive and well, and we need to get them stopped.
Not only that, but you have had you've had a parasite, we'll call it that. You've had a medical issue, which then you tried to go and get fixed, and then you were thrown into an insane asylum. Basically told that you have parasitosis. That you're crazy. I have pictures.
Yes.
You provide me with pictures of these things that you have pulled out of yourself. Even a wasp that was embedded into your back.
Yes.
And
denied
like
health care in the state of Colorado. Absolutely.
You have had medical procedures where you were to be in a mass lawsuit, but your, I won't say power of attorney, was taken over illegally, and you were brushed aside out of that lawsuit. You're supposed to be a millionaire right now, but you
Absolutely.
Only got a chump change out of that, a few thousand dollars.
My lawsuit is attached to a super settlement. You are exactly right.
And see,
and I have just filed another complaint.
Well, this is why you came to me to begin with. And all these things. See, people think that target individual means, oh, he's a tinfoil hat wearer. He's crazy. Da, 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 da. Or maybe, even if they do believe and understand what's going on, they think, okay, it's being harassed by the government. So, okay, technology. So what? Okay. But there are other forms of target individual. When you're a target individual, one thing bad happens, and then another, and another, 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 down the line. Not everyone has a bad day every day. But with all of your endeavors, having to deal with corporations or the government, policing authorities, the medical community, you have been given the cold shoulder, dismissal, and even persecution.
Yes. I'm also an inventor, and I invented a kitchen machine. I did an audition in Denver, Colorado for Shark Tank, and was sent an invite, and that was hacked from ABC Shark Tank. This is just a chronic, chronic issue. And let me tell you something. This is something that goes on. And this is the message that I have for everyone. Don't dismiss this. If somebody comes to you and says, these events are happening in my life.
Exactly. And that's where we're going to have to wrap that point up.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Listen to me very carefully.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asian. How's it going?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt, I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
All right, all right, all right. So, for the first episode, returning episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, I feel that this has been a blast. And the change of format here with multiple hosts I think is going to be wonderful. Kristen, are you still there?
Yes, I am. And thank you for having me on your first episode. I certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Training you and bringing you up in media has been so much fun. And I think this is going to open up many more opportunities. I don't know, what would you like to see happen?
I definitely would like to see returning to the show, expanding on topics, continuing to draw on the topics that we've discussed tonight, and continuing to work forward on what we've built on. That's what I would like to see.
Absolutely. And for the audience, please, if you want more information or you want to interact with us, definitely go to the Republic Broadcast Network site and visit my page, the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. All sorts of information is there. Links to my other media, contact information, and scheduling information. Again, I'm not going to run from anybody. You want to come on the show? Let's do it. I mean, if you want to debate or you want to expose, it doesn't matter. You got judges out there. You've got corrupt cops. You know, we can talk about it all. There's no one too big that we won't tackle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know I'm not afraid to talk about anything, especially after what has happened to me. So I say bring it on.
Absolutely. And you guys are going to meet my co-host individually. I believe next we have Will Torpit from Demanding the Truth. Wonderful, wonderful reporter, investigative journalist, independent, of course. You guys have got to check out his media. You can find him on Facebook, I believe. And so, just the wealth of knowledge in someone so young, I thought I had it so well, being 33. But this guy, it's just amazing. Just amazing. Simply amazing. So, I believe we are done for tonight's episode. Please give us some feedback. And
absolutely.
We will definitely, yeah, absolutely. And tell us what you want to see out of the show, because we want this to be different. Interactive. Please call in.
If we don't hear what you want, we don't know what to talk about. We want to talk about what you want to hear, and we're here to listen to what you want to talk about. That's the purpose of the show.
Absolutely. And yes, we are also with the Truthtainment TV Network, and you will hear every host that's on our network come to RBN as well, at least to this show. Okay? So, guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Hill Hardcore Radio Show. And
thank you.
In the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourself.
Thank you very much.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.